quoting myself. So, if you recall, after our Hanukkah break here, so we're picking up in Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel, which is also known as page 48. Now, again, we might have started this last time, not sure, but I don't think so. But again, besides the halacha, which is obviously important, there is a concept, halacha, which has other ramifications. So in Gimel we see, Noda Loba Shabbos, if it became known to someone on Shabbos, Keshehuba Carmelis, and the person's in a Carmelis. You all know what a Carmelis is. Carmelis, I think we did start this last time. A Carmelis is an in-between domain. It's not a Shusha Yachid. It's not a private domain like inside here. This is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And on the other hand, it's not a public domain. It's not a thoroughfare where there are many people like Robertson Boulevard. It's in between. In other words, it's not a place where a lot of people hang around. But on the other hand, it's not encircled or encompassed by walls. So the classic example that usually is brought is something like an alley. An alley is like a carmelis. So somebody's walking in one of those types of areas. Then it becomes known to him, shatalis shel lo pasul, that the tzitzis that he's wearing, the talis that he's wearing, is pasul. Again, in one of the psulim that the Mishnah Berurah says that we've talked about before. So the idea is, even though, even if at the time, let's say he figures out, he just came from his house, he's walking, he's coming through the alley, and coming, you know, so he knows that at the time that he left his house, the tzitzis were puzzled. But still, since he didn't know that when he left, it only becomes known to him right now, when he's already on his way. So therefore, lo yisumenu, back in the Mechaber, lo yisumenu, you should not take it, he does not take it off, may Allah, from him, ach megi lebeis, until it gets to his house, or to another private domain, it gets to shul, someone like that. And there, at that time, he takes off the puzzled tzitzis. Now, the reason is here's the important line. So the Machaber says, the gadol kavod abrios, because kavod abrios, the honor and dignity of a human being is very important. So in other words, that the person should have to take it off and walk around, you know, that. So that is not nice. Well, we'll see. So again, so that would not be befitting. That's a little embarrassing or uncomfortable, let's put it that way, for a person. So therefore, kavodah brios, respect, honor, dignity of a person, overrides that. Now again, we have to be very careful. The Machaber's case, the case that we're discussing is that the person's walking in a carmelis. Carmelis is usher in to carry in that such a domain midrabanan. Okay, so this is very important. The Mishnah Berurah on the back page in Sif Katan Tes goes at length about this. He says it's a carmelis who makam shesham in iser tilto rak midrabanan, that in such a place carmelis the iser to carry is quote unquote only Dirabonon. Lokach ain't sarklasir, so therefore you don't have to take off the garment, the tzitzis, to cover the abrios doche iser dirabonon. Because this idea of not besmirching a person's dignity or honor, it would over. Major Fain? Would overcome an Isser Derabbanan. Now again, this is very important, a very important idea. An Isser Derabbanan.
So the concept of Kavod Abrios is Doraisa?
We'll see. The Af Al Gav that sits as Mitzvahs Asei Doraisa, or Doraisa Lo Dakina Mimnei Kavod Abrios, and even though there's such a thing that that tzitzis is also a positive mitzvah from the Torah, and a mitzvah from the Torah, a doraisa, is not pushed off because of kavod abrios. But the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, here it's still okay, because, again, it's not like kivan she'in yochol lahato bo tzitzis b'shavis, ain't overall mitzvah, as I say. Since you can't put on the tzitzis, you can't wrap them, you can't fix them, you can't do them on Shabbos, so therefore, you're not in violation of the positive mitzvah, and it's only an issur derabbanan. So therefore, the derabbanan is pushed out by the idea of kavod abrios. So again, this is very important, that a lot of times you hear people say kavod abrios, right? Kavod abrios is a strong point, but it only pushes off a derabbanan. It doesn't push off a deraisa. So again, just to give another example, this is a famous example that, let's say, you're supposed to cut bathroom tissue before Shabbos. What happens if you didn't? So again, you have a big problem, because on one hand, there's such an idea of kavod abrios. In other words, it's not good if, you know, it's not, if you don't have anything to use. But that only works on a derabbanan. Cutting toilet paper on the perforations, according to Moshe and others, is an issur d'oraisa. So then it won't help you. So the only thing you could do is, most Rabbi first says this, others say this, is cut the bathroom tissue not on the perforation with a shinui, with some type of shinui. So then it would be a derabbanan. And then the kavod abrios could kick in. Now, obviously, this goes without saying, it's a halacha and shalom, that you should prepare this stuff before Shabbos, right? Again, the best thing to do is, you know, when you're preparing it, cut a lot more, so that way, if you forget next week, you know, you've got a safety net. But again, this is very, very important. A lot of times people say, oh, you can cut it because of kavod abrios. No, because that would be kind of on the perforation of being issur d'oraisa. And then, as we see here, and again, the Mishnah Berurah says it again another time, that gets to the point that I want to get to, that if Avol Birshus HaRabim, the Mishnah Berurah says in Tess, if, let's say, somebody's walking on Robertson, right, not in an alley, but in Birshus HaRabim, Shehu Minatora, let's say, if you want to say that Robertson Boulevard is a Birshus HaRabim from the Torah, which many would hold, again, not to get into that issue. So then, but let's say, taking that position, so then if you know that it becomes known to a person, and they're in a public domain, Rishus Harabim, and it becomes known that their tzitzis are puzzle, then they have to take it off right away. They have to take it off right away. Now, again, so this is a very important, not only halakha that we see by tzitzis, but again, a global idea about when does kavod abrios work and when does it not.
Is there coverage for the clothing as well? If there's nowhere to put it, you're in the middle.
No, you don't see it. You have to put it down. We'll try to find like a fire hydrant or something, but again, right, and then the Mishnah Berurah says again, "Shein kavod abrios doche issur d'oraisa kazeh b'chol gavna." In other words, again, just to reiterate the point, maybe again, if you're wearing puzzled tzitzis, as we've seen before, that's like you're carrying the tzitzis, because the tzitzis are not doing a mitzvah, and they're not batel, they're not null to the garment because of their special status, and therefore, it's like you're carrying them. So you're carrying them on Shabbos, and that would be a problem, right? And again, if you're on Robertson Boulevard, so that could be potentially an issur d'oraisa chas v'shalom, and that's a problem. So kavod abrios does not obviate that. It'll only knock off an issur d'rabbanan.
Can you ask a goy to snip off a corner, and then that way it won't have a mitzvah?
I don't know. It'd probably be easier just to ask the goy to take the tzitzis and... I don't know. Actually, you might not want to give them to a guy, but That's a separate issue. Okay, let's go. So that's the Mechaber. So again, on page 49, Ramah on the top, Ramah says, Vafil's talis katan, shetachas begadav. So even a talis katan, which you're wearing under, right, according to those, you're wearing under your clothes, or even if people wear it on top of their shirt, but on Shabbos, I assume you're wearing a jacket, right? So then, ain't sarkel leaf show. You don't have to take it off. You still don't have to take it off. In other words, again, like if you have to take off your talis gadol, so then one time, one idea of a kavod habriyah says, you know, I have to take it off. I'm walking around without a talis. Here, if I take off the talis gadol, nobody will see it, nobody will notice, nobody will know anything. As the Mishbura says in Yer Aleph, Dolom Minkar Milsa, it's not clear, you know, people can't tell necessarily that you're not wearing a talis katan. Can't tell. Achak imu holak b'li talis katan. Still, mikomakam apshita hu gnai bioser. You know, all of a sudden you take off your shirt on Robertson Boulevard. Well, not Robertson, like in the Carmelis, right? And you take off your shirt and you have to unbutton it and take off your... So in other words, there's two types of kavod habriyos. One is, as we'll see later, like sitting in shul or walking around. You know, most people, let's say, in the society are walk around with a talus, and you're walking around without a talus. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know, today it might be analogous to walking around without a yarmulke. You know, you're a from person, you're walking around without a yarmulke, right? So that's sometimes could be, in a society, the way it is, you know, why are you walking around without a talus?
Did even unmarried men walk around without
a talus? Also, I talked about it before, I think we're going to talk about it again. Later about, but before we already saw about the minhag of why people do wear talisim when they're bar mitzvah, because but there is an Ashkenazi minhag again. So the Mishnah Berurah talked about that time from bar mitzvah till whenever they get married, right? A long time potentially, at least for me, and you know then you're not doing the mitzvah tzitzis completely because there's no ituf, right? But we also saw that some bring down that the reason that the Ashkenazim have a minhag that some Ashkenazim not to wear a talis until you're married is because the idea of tzitzis and ki kach isha are right next to each other. So that's where the minhag, again, it's not like a smuchim that, you know, it's not brought down in the Gemara anywhere. But again, that's where the minhag evolved from or came from. Okay? So anyways, leaving that issue aside. Let's go weiter in the Ramah. And the Ramah also says, V'adin, the same thing is true, im nifsak echad min atzitzis, nisya umisbayesh leishe below talis. Let's say you're sitting in shul, and, you know, like I said before, you know that sometimes on the chairs, in the crook of the chair, chas v'shalom, so, you know, something gets caught, and all of a sudden, you know, your tzitzis are no good. You're in shul with your nice talis. You know, okay, so we have nice shul talisim, but, you know, certain people, you know, or a lot of people, it's nothing like my own talis, right? So what happened? So now you're in shul. Now we're taking it a step further. So until now, we've been talking about you're walking on the street or whatever, right? Now, somewhere out there, and you're walking around and something happened to your talis, or your talis caught. Here we're talking about you're in shul. Case B, you're in shul. And all of a sudden, you know, like, oh, well, I don't know what happened, right? And the tzitzis became puzzle. So, so you're going to sit there. You're going to have to take off the talis right away. Because sit there, again, in those days, I don't know if they had shul talisim at the ready, like, can I, B'liayin Har, we do, thanks to the Maggids. Or also, like, maybe you have a unique talis, like, you know, I know a lot of people in shul, they have unique talisim. A taro, whatever. You know, you always notice when somebody has a new talis, right? You can tell, right? You can tell when somebody has a new talis. It's fresh, it's, you know, whatever. So somebody, their talis became puzzle. But they're in shul. So we said before, right? You could keep on, let's say you're walking to Carmelis, you could keep on wearing it because it's embarrassing to take it off, but until you get to a private domain. In the private domain, you have to take it off. But here, it's a different case. You're not at home and taking off your talus at home. Here, sitting in shul in the middle of davening, right? And all of a sudden, something happened. Again, it's Shabbos, or we'll see. And so you can't fix it right away. And, you know, take off that nice talus with the nice atara, and, you know, what are you going to do, put on a shul talus? So somebody's going to come up to you and say, what's going on? Where's your talus? You know, that's not your talus. You know? Like, I could tell you, it's very uncomfortable for me. But sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, it's happened. Not often, but it happens. Somebody, you know, there's a married guy or somebody wears a talus, and then they forget to put on their talus. I like, you know, it's very, I think about it, you know, going up to the guy, and, you know, like, so I try to catch their attention, and but sometimes, you know, like, I think about, should I go up to him? Because, you know, like, it's embarrassing. The rabbi comes up to you, now wearing, and you see, well, sometimes somebody tells them that, they get so embarrassed, like, well, I think, where's my brain? You know, like, you know, it's embarrassing. So imagine, you have to take off the talus, and you're sitting there, or standing, or above, and, you know, like, so the Ramah says, do you have love, and you're embarrassed to sit without a talus, the yuchal ulav show, so you could put on that talus, which is puzzle. And again, you're in a private domain, you're in shul. Yuchal ulav show below bracha, right? Obviously, you should make a bracha on that thing, other thing. On that talus, it's not kosher at this point. Why? Mikoa kavod abrios. Because of kavod abrios. That person should have to sit there without a talus. You know, they'll be embarrassed. The rabbi's going to come up. The gabbai, everybody, people, friends, look, where's your talus? Okay, so that's it. So it's embarrassing. So kavod abrios. Now again, this is a big chiddush, right? You're in a private domain. You should have to take it off. And as I said before, the Ramah finishes with dafka b'shabbos. All this is talking about Shabbos. The usher lasso tzitzis because you can't make the tzitzis. You can't fix them. Can't fix the tzitzis. Ava b'chol b'chai gavna usher. But for talking about during the week. So then take it off and put it and take it off and fix it. Yeah, you can't make them on Shabbos. Now there's a very important Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. Again, it's rather long, so we're not going to go into it right now, especially since we're running out of time for today. But Mishnah Berurah says something which the Chofetz Chaim says, I think, is something that you would assume. We're talking about kavod abrios, right? Is it embarrassing? Let's say you're a person in shul, this happens, chas v'shalom, on Shabbos. No, so I maybe you have your weekday talus. Nobody you can tell the difference, but nobody else can tell the difference. Or you don't mind wearing a shul talus. Nobody will notice really. So, or maybe you don't mind. I don't want to wear it, you know. I'll be fine though, you know, like, so I won't wear a talus, and, you know, the rabbi will come up to me, but I'll explain it. You know, give me to Maftir Yona maybe, because I want to be careful. I don't want to wear it. It's puzzled tzitzis. Doesn't bother the person. So the Mishnah Berurah says exactly that. Kol toloi b'rotzon ha'ish alovish. It's all dependent on the person. Again, if the person's embarrassed or uncomfortable or whatever, so then he could wear it for the rest of davening on Shabbos. But again, if it doesn't bother him, okay. So we have Kanai Nahara. Shul has nice talisim, as I said before, thanks to the Maggids. And so, you know, so I'll go. So I'll use the shul's top. And it has the shul's logo on the no, it's all nobody noticed. Whatever. You know, if I'm wearing shul's top, so new, I gave it in to be clean and I didn't get back, you know, so I'm wearing the shul's top. New, right? So if it doesn't bother the person so much, so then you don't rely upon the heter of kavod abrios. Because it's on the person doesn't need it. But if a person's sensitive, so then he could rely upon this. Now again, there's a big Mishnah Berurah later where Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chai Adam that says taking off the talus or is not such a big deal, really. So the Chofetz Chaim comes up with a trick that a person could do if they're stuck in this situation, they feel embarrassed. So they mafkir their talis. Another cool idea. Therefore, it's not your talis anymore, and it's not a problem. Okay, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we'll go a little further. We'll start Siman Yud Daled in Meretz Hashem. Yesh koach, everyone.